Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muck and Fun Day, all right. 17th day of April, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Everybody is muted today, so if you want to come up, you're going to have to unmute. It is currently 44 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades in northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 53 degrees for the Klamath Basin and a low of about 26 degrees and clear. It's clearing up. Finally, it's clearing up. Well, let's go take a look at what we got to play with today. Because that's all we're really doing here is just fucking playing. Okay, like there's anything going to fucking give here. And here we are. Anyway, this is a short one, but it's up there in Canada where the communists have completely taken over. Canadian city rocked by horrid sexualized slogan campaign as mayor, tourism CEO face calls to resign by Taylor Pinley, and this was posted by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Canadian national flag waving on a clear sunny day. Photo by Robert Machado. NOAA light rocket via getting images. You have to go and look at that if you want to look at it. A Saskatchewan city CEO of tourism is facing calls for resignation over allegedly sexualized slogans that some sexual assault survivors say have left them re-traumatized. I mean, just fucking take them out. Get that fuck. Take the fucking trash out. And you, and I mean, everybody's got to be triggered. You're playing into their fucking hand. Tim Reed, CEO of the city Regina's tourism agency, Regina and Regina Expedition Association Limited. Face the backlash after certain slogans and phrases joking about Regina rhyming with vagina appeared on the agency's social media. And this sounds like fucking third grade. People aren't doing nothing up there. You got to hurt these motherfuckers or they're going to keep playing. They'll keep putting this fucking horse shit up here. Oh, you'll get angry about it. Oh, my goodness gracious. We are the city that rhymes with fun, one said. Show us Regina, read another. The Toronto Star reported last week that approximately a dozen protesters gathered inside. Here we go. Oh, here's the reaction. Here's the fucking reaction to fucking goddamn trying to fucking turn your country into a goddamn Khazarian fucking stronghold. The Toronto Star reported last week that approximately a dozen protesters gathered inside Regina City Hall to take a stand against the allegedly offensive advertising campaign, including group spokesman Benedette Bernadette Wagner, who argued that the slogans were traumatic. So all you got's fucking words up there. You're gonna throw some fucking words back, and they're gonna tyrannize your ass. Because there's only one thing that stops fucking tyranny, and it comes out the barrel of a fucking gun. Many survivors of sexual assault, including me, have been triggered. I hate that motherfucking word. I mean, if you don't like it, go bash the son of a bitch's head in that fucking put it up there. That's how it fucking works in the real world. You did this here is just kiddie shit. This is fucking like writing shit in chalk on the fucking sidewalk. Triggered and re-traumatized by this horrid campaign, she stated. Nor am I the only one who's absolutely tired of this. Tired of the bad jokes. Tired of sexual harassment. Tired of responding to this misogyny. And especially when it comes from our own tourism department. Is it yours? Is it your own tourism department doing this to you? I don't think it's yours. I think you're fucking goddamn plebes. I think you're goddamn coolies. I think you're peasants. I think you're fucking not, you're not sovereign. That's for goddamn sure. No, they don't. This ain't yours. This is a corporation doing this. And the only way you stop it is to get some goddamn balls in the spine and fucking stop it. Go to the son of a bitches that are doing it. Beat the fuck out of them, burn their house down, whatever you fucking have to do. Because they are not just going to stop. They're going to put up shit like this. I mean, this is the mean shit going on up in Canada. Tourism department, it's time for the city to take action. Oh, the city to take action, not the fucking individual. No, the city. Who do you think it fucks behind this? We got some good politicians out there. Sure you fucking do, idiots. To take action, she added. Tim Reed of the Regina Expedition Association Limited speech during the 2019 Heritage Classic Press Conference at Mosaic Stadium on March 15, 2019 in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada. The slogans have also garnered criticism from women's rights groups. See, women's rights, you're not individuals. You don't know what a fucking individual is. How can you have an individual freedom when you have groups, collectives are not individuals? Groups and collectives are just goddamn mobs. That's democracy. That's fucking communism. That's fucking fascism. Rights groups and residents outside of the protesters who view the agency's advertising as, inappropriate and sexist. I'm telling you what you got done here, what you got done here up to this point is all in the fuck you're going to get done. It doesn't upset you that much. I'm going to write something bad about you on the fucking sidewalk. That'll teach you. That'll stop you. Let's stop you from turning my fucking country into Khazaria. Reed has reportedly apologized for the slogans, but did not feel that the power warranted his resignation. Regina Mayor Sandra Masters also faced similar backlash from local residents over the slogan controversy, according to the CBS or CBC News, and similarly refused to resign. I guess you got him, didn't you? Man, you got him with your God. You went and protested. Boy, that'll teach him. I've had other people tell me that I should go just quit. I won't be stepping down. I think we're trying to find a way to move forward. Forward is the communist direction. And if additional training and education and those types of things are needed, then absolutely, she said, according to the report. Canadian reporter Alexander Kwan tweeted an image on April 5th detailing protesters' demands, or they're demanding now. With what authority are you demanding it under? With what goddamn, what are you backing your fucking demands up with? Aside from removing Reed from the CEO position, fuck, you're playing the game. And you're playing it with a stack deck that belongs to them, stupid. From removing Reed from his CEO position, including a full inquiry into why the campaign was launched, fair and equal representation from all underrepresented communities, including people with vaginas. In determining marketing and promotions and exclusive training, you notice how all this shit is centered around fucking sex. This is the diversion. Why they're taking your fucking country away from you. They're just fucking hijacking, and you're sitting here, well, we're going to protest the vagina thing. They can't say vagina. Fuck, you're stupid. You're acting like you're in a goddamn tug of war when you're in a goddamn full-scale trench battle. Real announced that it would be doing an evaluation into the experience of Regina Tourism Agency, a rebrand from Tourism Regina, and the festering backlash. Oh, there was don't get the people mad. You say vagina, Regina. Ooh, that's a real fucking issue. That's a real fucking issue. That's your goddamn rights. That's your individual freedoms and liberties. You goddamn right. So get a little group, a collective, a communist collective, and go down there and protest. Why don't you? The continuous slogans have since been removed from the city's tourism webpage. Ooh, you got them now. You're free. Oh, I'm going to come up there and live, man. You guys got them. You know what to do. For new details, Fox News details has reached out to Regina's mayor's office and office and real, capital R-E-A-L, whatever in the hell that is, for comment. And that's the end of that bullshit fucking story. And that is a bullshit fucking story. It's bullshit. It's fucking relevant. Get that through your head. It's irrelevant. Let's see what we got here. Now we got the Pentagon leaks about the fucking treachery going on over there in the Ukraine from they call him an it because it's just a little nobody that shouldn't be able to do it. And you got a guy here who looks like he's from fucking Saudi Arabia. You ain't no fucking American. Get the fuck out of my country. Alex Wong Giddy. Well, that's the imagers. I don't know who this fucker is. We'll get on in a minute. But I'm sick of looking at you motherfuckers. You foreign son of a bitches, get the fuck out of my country. Cash Pastel. Let me see what that is. I got to get closer. Potol, that's who it is. Kosh, or Cash Potol, former chief of staff of the Pentagon and former deputy director of national intelligence, in an exclusive interview with Breitbart News Incorporated on Friday, questioned the evolving narrative over the Pentagon's leak, specifically that of a 21-year-old Massachusetts Air National Guards reservist acted alone to leak top secret military data. When top secret military data, it was about goddamn crime. You got to keep the goddamn, look at this fucker and this, go over and look at the fucker in the picture. This son of a bitch. Nothing about the goddamn crime, the theft, the fraud, the fucking goddamn war, the lies about the war that isn't. I mean, the war that they're fucking playing so they can steal billions, $100 billion from us. Nothing about what was actually told or what was leaked and the criminality involved. No, we cannot have leaks. That's the fucking problem, right, you fucking cocksucker? Patel, a former federal prosecutor, said this is somebody prosecuting Americans. I look at this motherfucker. You fucker, I'll prosecute you in a common law court, and I'll hang you out in the goddamn fucking courtyard, you son of a bitch. You fucking nobody nothing motherfucker. Patel, a former federal prosecutor, said he does not believe, quote, for a single second, this guy, a 21-year-old Air National Guardsman, ran this operation alone. See, it's all about fucking, hey, we can't have these leaks about our criminality. The people can't find out we're fucking stealing them blind. The people can't find out that we, well, fuck, if you don't know they're lying to you every word that comes out of their mouth, you're a stupid son of a bitch anyway. Patel said first, suspected leader, Jack, God damn it, Teixeira, that's got to be another fucking Irish name, would not have had access to the information without someone within the Department of Defense or the intelligence community giving it to him, providing it to him, or telling him it should be put out there. It's just not possible, he said. Well, the important thing here ain't the fucking crimes and the billions of dollars that have been stolen from the fucking people and the fact that this whole goddamn Ukraine, I don't know what to call it, is a fucking sham. No, that ain't what's important. The crimes that were reported aren't important. It's the person that reported the fucking crimes. You can't be reporting our fucking crimes. Not that the people don't know that's why you're doing any fucking how. It's obvious. He said even though he worked in information technology, IT, information technology, that's the it, he still would not have had access to the information. And that's what's important. We got to protect the fucking lawbreakers. The people who are fucking, I mean, the fucking treasonous, dog shit eating international corporate mafia scum. You can be the biggest IT person in DOD and you're not, you are still compartmented off of the actual information. Almost never does an IT person need to know, as we say, the substance of the intelligence. Their job is to provide the secure information systems around it to protect any disclosures, he said. Keep your nasty little secrets. Keep your criminal fucking secrets. Why aren't there arrests? What he put out there, that's crime, ain't it? Oh, that's right. There is no goddamn law. The only law there is that Bill of Rights, and the people aren't fucking doing anything with it. The people are not stepping up and goddamn enforcing it. Otherwise, shit like this, these fuckers would just hang right one right after another, wouldn't they? We set up our common law courts. As they steal, we kill. This is crazy sensitive stuff. Oh, I bet you're goddamn right. When you're stealing, it's sensitive. When you're fucking embezzlement, when you're fucking lying about a fucking goddamn war that the people in this country have had $100 million taken from them when they're the fucking poorest they've ever been. Yeah, you want to keep that fucking quiet. 99% of the people have to have a top secret SCI clearance, don't have access to this information. And me as a former deputy DNI and chief of staff of the DOD and publisher of the Presidential Daily Brief with the highest security classification knows that literally there is not a lot of people in the United States that have access to this kind of intel. It's done for a reason. Yeah, because you're fucking committing crimes. You know, only so many people can know about the fucking crime or somebody might tell. And it doesn't really matter because it's been told and they're still fucking doing it. I mean, like this article, it's bullshit. It's meaningless. There's nothing going to happen to fucking Joe fucking Biden. There is no goddamn law because we are not fucking enforcing it. The people should be prosecuting these motherfuckers. We're the ones they are committing the crimes against. Patel said, while the Joint Chief of Staff Daily Brief produced by its Directorate of Intelligence goes out to thousands of people. There is underlying contributing information that is compartmentalized, you son of a bitch, and goes to fewer people. The underlying intel that's very sensitive because it exposes how we got it. No, it exposes what you fucking did. This you, right now you're trying to find out how they got it. What you will not deal with is what they fucking did. That is, I guess it ain't crime because there's no one there to enforce the fucking law because the people are too fucking spineless and will not stand up to these son of a bitches. Who we got it from, when we got it, and whether we can get it again. How is that delivered? Oh, yeah, it's more important to how we fucking do our dirty fucking deeds. We don't want people to know how we do our dirty fucking deeds because then we wouldn't be able to do our fucking dirty deeds, would we? back in the day when they were pushing those fucking Federalist Papers, it was all this, everything was to be open to the public. There was not supposed to be no fucking secret fucking government bullshit. The government was beneath the people. The people made the decisions. The people can't make a decision unless they know everything. But man, it's now, it's fucking keep it from the people. Keep it from the people. Wonder why? Because you're robbing us fucking blind. Because people are getting kicked out of their houses. Because you're fucking putting poison in our fucking meat. You're trying to fucking kill every one of us. And it's time for us to start killing your asses back. The Air Force confirmed to Breitbart News Incorporated that Texaria is Airman First Class, which is the third lowest enlisted rank in the Air Force, and is a cyber transport systems journeyman, which is essentially an IT technician. He entered the Air National Guard in September 26, 2019. He is based at the Otis Air National Guard base in Massachusetts. Second Pastel said, the way the classified information was put out suggests Texaria did not act alone. We got to find out how people are finding out about our fucking crimes and get this shit shut down. Get those holes plugged. If you can't keep fucking quiet, you can't be in the mob, can you? Whether he's in intelligence or not, it's is irrelevant. The way it was produced, the way it was put out there, pages printed, photographs taken, published online, that is a methodical way of releasing classified information illegally. Illegally? You mean it's illegal? I mean, if I see somebody fucking robbing a fucking bank, if I see somebody committing a murder, it's illegal to fucking report fucking crime? This is what we have let this get to, people. We need to remove these motherfuckers. They're a handful. Get rid of this goddamn unlawful corporation created in violation of the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law ratified by we, the people, December 15, 1791. We need to use that fucking law. We need to exercise that fucking law. It is our fucking law. It is our right. It is our duty to enforce it. I think he's definitely working with other people in DOD. Fuck you. You a bunch of fucking slime balls. I mean, Jesus Christ almighty, a boar's nest. Or the intel space to get his this information out. This is an Assange-style operation. Then it's bullshit. All of this is bullshit. Why? Because nothing's going to become of it, people. I mean, they could sit right there. Why in the fuck are they fucking around? They film them killing people. Kelly Thompson film murders. Put them right on the fucking TV, let you watch them murder them. Anything happen? Anything happen to one of these motherfuckers? When? Because there is no fucking law. It's a fucking mafia. It's corporate fucking policy, which is not law. The kid, no offense to him, at 21 years old, cannot put out this 5 months unlawful disclosure of sensitive information. You have a picture of Julian Assange here. I mean, goddamn, people. Julian Assange, founder of the WikiLeaks website, speaks to the media from the balcony of Embassy of Ecuador on May 19, 2017 in London, England. Photo by Jack Taylor, Getty Images. Paddle said the tradecraft around the way the leaks are being disclosed also suggests a cover-up of how damaging the leaks are. Yeah, it would be damaging. No, it's really not. I mean, this is all horse shit. What I'm reading you is horse shit. It's not damaging. It ain't, they going to hurt them. They're apart, so far apart from we, the fucking people, the goddamn masters of this goddamn country, the goddamn supreme fucking authority of this country. It ain't fucking, they're over there doing it and flipping us off. Because we're a bunch of pussies and we won't do nothing about it. I think the DOD and the intelligence community gave in to the New York Times. Oh, my goodness. And they got the Washington Post trying putting these faggot-ass fucking newspapers out there that have always been fucking propaganda rags, birdcage liners. nothing fucking more. And they'll put it all out there and they'll have discussions. Maybe we can have a few multi-million-dollar investigations so the fucking law firms can fucking cash in. And at the end, we'll say, oh, yes, man, there was goddamn treachery. No doubt a fucking about it, but nobody will prosecute it. We can't prosecute our own. If we did, somebody might let the secret out that we can't prosecute no fucking buddy because we're ill of fucking legitimate, because we are rogue, because we have no jurisdictional authority whatsoever fucking ever over any fucking buddy but ourselves, and we ain't going to fuck ourselves. It's just theft. They're stealing your goddamn country. And then, somebody throws something out there like this means something. It's like that shit Assange put out. What become of it, people? Nothing. That's what become of it. I think the DOD and the intelligence community gave in to the New York Times and the Washington Post. He said, they're giving it to them to say, we need you. We need, we need a cover up. We need to make sure people think Ukraine's working. We need it to make it seem like it's one rogue 21-year-old actor in some air base in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Yeah, and? Fucking and? And if you owe fucking $20 to the fucking IRS, man, they'd track your ass down and there would be justice served. They'd kill you over a fucking $20 bill. But this is just, like I said, this is more shit. This is what we come up here to do, I suppose. The amount of intelligence they got somebody's giving them that type of documentation, it's just not readily available. He said about the reporting, where did they get that from? That doesn't come from anyone who doesn't have direct access to the end in the United States. Well, maybe Joe Biden mumbled it in his sleep. The New York Times and Washington Post broke this story that also leads me to believe the same tradecraft from Russiagate, that when deep state actors want stuff out there, they put it out to their sources, he said. Am I to believe that these two newspapers found this guy out first before the FBI? That's absurd. That's the timeline we're being told. So now we have a better investigator at the New York Times and the Washington Post and the FBI. Well, the FBI is supposed to be covering up all this goddamn criminality, aren't they? That's what the FBI is for. To cover for the fucking communists. I mean, goddamn, you won't hear a word in this whole son of a bitch about anybody fucking doing anything to these people, about them being charged. They won't be fucking charged. They're not going to be fucking charged. We're going to take a break. And we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Looking back on everything and all the things that stay, I can count on memories, cause they don't go away. Good times were hard to hold until she came along. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. I'm not always there, I know, but she don't mind at all. As pretty as a picture that hangs on my own wall. She's like Mississippi when the sun comes up at dawn. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right, she's the one who saves me from them dark unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She don't care what the game is, she's always down to play. My world without her seems a million miles away. She don't have to worry, I know where I belong. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. I've been dealt some aces and I've played them all the same, but she's the only one that keeps me in the game. No fame or fortune could ever keep me gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right, she's the one who saves me from them dark unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. There's a magic down in Memphis that never seems to fade. Even now them voices carry like a lonely serenade. It's the memories that still and always will be on my mind. They move me every time. She sees the good in everything there is to see. Sometimes I wonder what she ever sees in me. I'm not always right, you know, but she's never led me wrong. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. In all my travels, I've never found a way to find the words that say the things I'd like to say. I've sang some melodies, but she's my favorite one. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right, she's the one who saves me from them dark unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:30 Pacific Time, and that, of course, was Uncle Cracker with Memphis Soul Song, and I just played it because I want to fucking hear it. Let's go back to the fucking nonsense, the bullshit, the fucking stuff that doesn't fucking matter. This fucking, the only thing they can fucking put out, I mean, there's nothing to none of it. No substance. No substance whatsoever. Here, let's go to another one. This is fucking unbelievably stupid. Hey, you think you're going to do something to this guy? Go check out this Cash Paddle, Patel. Check out this motherfucker. He's going to prosecute fucking Americans, you piece of fucking foreign shit. Get the fuck out of my country, you piece of shit. That's an order from an American national. I own the fucking joint. You're here against my will. Hmm. Interesting. UN wants to decriminalize sex between minors and adults by Anthony Scott. And this was sent in by Galen for a discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. The United Nations discreetly used a report in March encouraging members of the United Nations to decriminalize sex between minors and adults. Well, of course, if you're going to turn this whole fucking goddamn country into a shithole, you got to start somewhere, right? And they've already started. We're in the final phases of fucking having our god of being dogs, lower than fucking dogs. The report is titled "The 8th of March: Principles for a Human Rights-Based Approach to Criminal Law." What a fucking joke! What a fucking joke sentence. Prescribing conduct associated with sex, reproduction, drug use, HIV, homelessness, and poverty. Oh, this is all fucking wonderful fucking things, man. We should support this. On page 22 of the report, the UN states, with respect to the enforcement of criminal law, any prescribed minimum age of consent to sex must be applied in a non-discriminatory manner. Enforcement may not be linked to the sex, gender, or participant or age of the consent to marriage. How far down in the we've talked about that fucking sewer pipe before. How far do you want to crawl down into that fucking sewer pipe? How far are you going to back the shit up into your fucking house? Listen to what I'm fucking reading you. This is what the news is, people. What's wrong with this fucking picture? Well, we get the child trafficking. I mean, goddamn, and you got the Tolman to tell him you can screw three-year-olds. Why the fuck not? Just let this flush this whole motherfucking world down the fucking tube. Over a few hundred fucking cocksuckers that people, I don't know. They must be fucking Superman or something. Something that nobody can touch. The untouchables. The report continues. Moreover, sexual conduct involving persons below the domestically prescribed minimum age of consent to sex may be consensual in fact, if not in law. You fucking try it with one of our children, you son of a bitches, and you will fucking, you'll be you and me in the chainsaw makes three, motherfucker. Per live action, a new report from the United Nations has called for all forms of drug use and sexual activity to be decriminalized globally. How are you going to do that when you don't have global fucking jurisdiction, motherfucker? You have no jurisdiction over we the people of the United States of the Americas. We free sovereign nationals. We have one fucking body of law, and it's called the fucking Bill of Rights. It was ratified December 15, 1791, and it is abso-fucking-lute, and we can kill your fucking ass if you try to fucking remove it. Or if you violate it. Or if you violate our children. It's like the shit we were reading yesterday. I'm going to take your kids away if you won't let us play play with the Peter with them at school. What the fuck's your kid doing in that school to start with? And where, that was in Australia. And where are the fucking men? Where are you men? Written by the International Committee of Justice, ICI, UNAIDS, and the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights. High Commissioner, where does this fucker get his... have any jurisdiction inside the fucking United States of America? We're a sovereign fucking country underneath that Bill of Rights. If he can't come in accordance with that Bill of Rights and in fucking without violating that Bill of Rights, he has nothing but a bullet coming to his fucking head. The report was released on the International Women's Day. Well, of course it was. With the goal of guiding the application of international human rights law to criminal law. That's not human rights. That's taking the human rights away from children, you fucking sick pricks. Called the 8 March Principles, the report calls for officers related to sex, drug use, offenses, I'm sorry, related to sex, drugs use, HIV, sexual and reproductive health, homelessness, and poverty to be decriminalized. Well, of course, that makes perfect fucking sense. The United Nations experts, we got experts. I'm an expert on it too, you son of a bitch. I know what will get rid of you. Fucking 240 grains of fucking lead in your fucking head. The United Nations experts say that criminalizing offenses related to these issues constitutes attack on human rights. You fucking sick son of... Only a fucking Jew could take something like this and twist it around to try to say, well, you're violating that kid's rights by not allowing him to be raped. Huh? Come try and rape our fucking children, you dirty fucking Zionist pig shit-eating motherfuckers. We'll bury you in this ground. Criminal law is among the hardest of tools at the disposal of the state to exert control over the individuals. You have no fucking jurisdiction. You have no fucking control. You have a bullet coming to your head for suggesting you do. As such, it ought to be a measure of last resort. However, globally, there has been a growing trend towards over-criminalization. No, this has been fucking pretty well understood for fucking, well, centuries and centuries and centuries. You don't fuck little kids, you sick bastards. You don't fuck a little kid, you sick son of a bitch. You do, you need to be taken out behind the shed and a bullet put through your fucking sick in the mind head. Join Siderman, a law and policy director of ICI, said in the press release, we must acknowledge that these laws are not only violate human rights, but the fundamental principles of criminal law themselves. You fucking, if you've got something like this, you bring it, you son of a bitch. A criminal law that says it's a crime to stop somebody from raping a fucking kid. You keep squeezing, tyrant. You keep it up, motherfucker. When this fucker goes off, man, I cannot fucking wait to see you meet the justice that you are fucking begging for. That's just like, you know, they've tried this pedophilia shit before. And if they got such a backlash, they stopped it. Hey, you fucking international cocksucker, get your fucking ass over here. We'll put bullets in your fucking UN asses, you sick in the head son of a bitches. You won't find time to booker no kids. You'll be fucking tending bullet wounds and burials. Report also calls for all sex work to be, report calls for all sex work to be decriminalized. Oh, see, now your little fucking 6-year-old can go stand on the fucking corner and be a prostitute and bring the money to mommy. She can buy her some fucking heroin, shoot it in her fucking arm, and sit there and watch her little kid get fucked. Jesus Christ. How bad does it have to get? Tell me. The United Nations new report is troubling considering they have been plagued with sexual abuse scandals. Well, you can't have a scandal. I know how to get rid of the scandals. Get rid of the fucking goddamn prohibition to fucking doing this to little children, you sick fucks. In 2017, the Gateway Pundit reported UN peacekeepers in Haiti were accused of exchanging sex with children for cookies and snacks. Well, of course they were. We want the UN here too. Well, they're already fucking here. Let's get real. If you ain't seen them, you ain't looking. See what I mean? Pathetic. Pathetically sick. I'm sorry. You don't get no fucking sicker than that. Why is the U.S. headed into its fourth turning by Tyler Durden and Doug Casey? Well, we'll see. I'm going to drink the water here. Excuse me. What we got here? The economic, political, social, and cultural situation seems to have become increasingly volatile in the United States and more broadly in the West. Is this a unique situation or part of a reoccurring cycle? You ain't going to sell me on this fucking shit. I've done read it and I'm going to tear your ass apart on it. Author William Strauss and Neil Howe introduced a popular theory in the book, The Fourth Turning, outlining the reoccurring generational cycle that have occurred throughout American history. What are your thoughts? Doug Casey, I read Strassenhaus' first book, Generations, when it came out back in 1992. I thought it was brilliant. Let me start off by recommending both Generations. These are recommending books. And you're recommending that this is fucking, it's just a cycle. Boogering little kids is just a cycle. Well, no, but you push far enough, you get far enough away from goddamn nature, and nature will fucking take care of your ass. Books offer quite a scholarly, readable, and persistent view of the cynicality, that's what it is, of history, and offer a very plausible forecast for the 2020s. History best seen as cynical rather than a straight line progress to some proclaimed end, the way both the Marxist and the religious see it, but then Elastic, it's a book in the Bible, has its famous quote that there is nothing new under the sun. Plato in the Republic talks about how the younger generation were talking 4th century BC can't stand up to the moral values of their forefathers. Bullshit. There was no problem in this fucking country till a fucking few years ago, remember? We were fucking, the people were pushing back. They were taking the morality back. They were pushing the goddamn fucking queers and the fucking transvestites the fuck out. But then you had your guy, oh man, the communism. Then you had your fucking Donald Trump lying son of a bitch come in. Reality show fucking host. A reality show host, and you fuckers just jump in. You followed him like that fucking dog after the wiper. Older people have always thought that the younger generation would wouldn't quite measure up. In recent American history, you'll recall the younger generation were the beatniks in the 50s and the hippies in the 60s and the yuppies in the 80s. So it's a passing a parade. All of this created by fucking Jew-ass fucking propaganda. Plain and simple. Each fucking episode, they take control of the goddamn media like they've taken control of everything, including this fucking internet. And they fucking set a narrative out there, and little kids read it who don't know no fucking better, who do not have the life experience to know that this is trash. And they fucking, well, it must be true because it's written in a book. Older people have a tendency to think the world is going downhill. It fucking shit. How fucking stupid do you think we are? World's not going downhill. You fuck, it's down the sewer pipe. Nothing new there, but there's always been a rebirth. Yeah, you betcha, and it's always been better, ain't it? It's the one thing they always promised, you know, when they're having their phony fucking fraudulent elections. There will be change, and yes, there will be change, and it will be changed for the worse. It's always been for the worse, and it'll be to the worst until we've had enough of it. We fucking crush these motherfuckers, hang these motherfuckers, run these motherfuckers out of our country, and reinstate our fucking laws, the absolute law it was intended. And then we live under our autonomy. And nobody's going to tell us what our fucking kids are going to be or what they're going to do. Nobody's going to teach our children their morality but us. Nobody's sure as hell going to teach them that little boys need to be little girls and little girls. Well, you'd love that, wouldn't you? Because Americans will kick your fucking ass, boy, bitch, thing, them, whatever the fuck you want to call yourself. The bottom line is that societies arise from poverty through moral strength, and that brings them prosperity. But that prosperity brings an arrogance. See, this is where you start speculating your bullshit to try to explain your fucking freakishness. Arrogance, and the arrogance brings on laziness, which brings on weakness and moral decline. Horseshit. This is all they act like there's no effort put into this whatso fucking ever. How about $20 trillion fucking dollars? How about a fucking the state of fucking Israel? How about the fucking Khazarian fucking mafia? How about all these motherfucking international corporate mafia motherfuckers and the fact that these goddamn kike Jew motherfucking Zionist pig shit-eating son of a bitches own the media and shove this shit in your kid's face. If it's just you and your kids, you know, if that fucking TV never had existed, that radio, it'd just be you talking to your kids. And they, and this would not, this could not pertain, and you know it could not pertain. You know this is all horse shit. Again, it's just another fucking thing to put up to try to, oh, this is way and everything's going to be all right. No, it ain't. If you don't get to kicking some fucking ass, you're going to lose. I'm going to tell you that right now. We do. Then,
hey, Henry?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, you know what? Let's not forget now. What's in the Talmud? You can have sex with a three-year-old, and it's like, what? Like what they say, all this stuff comes from them, from these sick. They are so deplorable and sick.
They are, man. You're absolutely correct. And this is, and see, this is how they try. They think that they're fucking, I don't know, geniuses in writing and stuff that you can't see. I mean, fuck, I'm looking at the goddamn wall and you're going to tell me I'm looking at a window and I'm going to believe it because, well, you said it just so good. It's unbelievable. It's all this. See, then they reduced to a condition of slavery and poverty again. No, you reduced the people to slavery and poverty through fucking fraud, through fucking goddamn treason, sedition, you name it. That's where the goddamn poverty came from. I try to blame poverty on something else. How come the fucking rich didn't get impoverished? How come their mountains of gold got fucking two times bigger and the fucking people lost the lint in their fucking goddamn pockets? How come is that, you son of a bitch? That's not nature. That's theft. That's unnatural. As I look at the United States, it seems to me the peak of American culture was the time just before Teddy Roosevelt came into office. Horse shit. Teddy is certainly among the top five worst presidents, and there's plenty of compensation or competition for that title. He was the first real progressive president. He wanted the government actively involved in all areas of life. Then he should have been fucking hung on the fucking spot for violation. What fucking shit. We should have went hung that son of a bitch. Abraham Springsteen. He's the one that committed the first fucking gross violation of the people's fucking authority and law. He should have been hung and then fucking rehung. Now, that's not to say that Teddy Roosevelt wouldn't have been a really great drinking pal. No, fuck you and your fucking little, we're just talking here conversation shit. You're a piece of shit and your fucking writings do nothing. You're not going to change one fucking mind of any decent human being on this goddamn planet. No, it's just a little cycle. No, it ain't a little cycle. I guess you could call it that. I mean, they did go down the streets of Berlin with the fucking transvestites like they did with the kiddies the other day. You allowed that. Doesn't that bother you at all? I'm not even going to fuck Teddy Roosevelt. The long-term trend of U.S. overseas imperialism started with the Spanish-American War and the building of an overseas American empire in Cuba, Puerto Rico, and Philippines and Hawaii, followed by World War I. The U.S. has gone from being non-interventionist to now having many hundreds of bases around the world and trying to give orders to every other country in the world. That kind of arrogance always ends badly. You better believe it fucking does. And I mean, see how you go left, he goes this way, and I mean, like he's really having a conversation with himself. And it's going to cycle around. It's because no, it ain't no fucking cycle. Fucking psychopaths have been trying to take over the world since the beginning of the fucking world. Alexander, Caesar, Cleopatra, fucking Napoleon, one after a fucking another. Power. Why would one person want power over the whole fucking world? You ever ask yourself? I mean, I ask myself all the time. What the fuck would you want power over another person for? Because you're fucking insecure. Your goddamn mind is fucked up. That's all there is to it. You have mental problems. If you're not satisfied with your own fucking life and your fact that you can live your own fucking will, you are sick in the fucking head. You need somebody else. You need somebody that has to do what you tell them, even though they kick your fucking ass in a New York second. You got to be able to tell them what to do. or you just don't feel right about your fucking self, right? Is that what it is? But yeah, I'll tell you what, buddy. Whoever wrote this son of a bitch. Let me see if it'll go back up here and see who wrote this son of a bitch. That was Tyler Durden and Doug Casey. You ain't fooling no fucking buddy, boys. We know what the fuck's going on, and you're not fucking goddamn Shakespeare, and you're not going to write a goddamn little essay here going back and forth like you're arguing with each other and coming out in the end conclusion, oh, it's just a cycle, don't worry about it. This is not a cycle. This is an attempt to fucking depopulate the fucking planet through fucking mass genocide and leave these cocksuckers here. Maybe he thinks he's going to be one. Maybe he thinks he'll make the fucking grade. I don't fucking know. But to leave these cocksuckers here and fucking charge. The gods on the earth. What do you think? What do you think, Tyler? You son of a bitch. But all this here is rubbish, people. Just fucking rubbish. That's all I'm going to say about it. And I've had enough today. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast. The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And look at this fucking knot. Look how they go back and forth. They think that they can, a dumb person can look at a wall and see if there's a window there or not, can't they? Oh, there could be a window next week. It might cycle around. Fuck you. Fuck you and your propaganda, Mr. Incorporated. You motherfuckers. That is the Word from the Trenches. And before we do that, we gotta do this. Here I come.